little bit, not long after moving to this country, one of my customers gave me a brilliant nugget of knowledge that I still iterate to this day. He said 200 years is a long time ago in America, 200 miles is a long way to go over here. I have always thought this was a brilliant and efficient assessment of two of the most basic and fundamental differences in perception that we share between our two countries. Here in Plymouth, as you head into the city center, there's a lovely Victorian-era reservoir built next to a church that was erected 2 years before the signing of the Declaration of Independence. There is a small green area between them where I used to take my lunch as I worked as a barber nearby. I would spend many days looking on in awe at the pieces of history surrounding me, all the while thinking to myself that if I was somewhere similar in the States, I would have had to have paid admission to get in. With the relatively young existence as a country that America has, it has had to embrace and emphasize things much more recent and pronounce them as their history, sometimes needlessly so, just for the sake of having it. But I also feel there is inherent danger to be found in the apathy towards the ancient that can sometimes be found here. Whenever my family have driven by Stonehenge, my wife often remarks about my favorite pile of rocks. My children seem disinterested in the historical richness around us, and I have encountered many who are unaware of the significance, great and small, in their immediate area. If history does truly repeat itself, then surely we should not destroy or trivialize it as America has done. But also, it may be wise not to forget about it either.